This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. Happy whatever day it is that you're listening to this episode. I hope you're having a great day today. I was talking with the girls in the 75 Day Slay Challenge group chat, and one of the girls, her name is Danielle. Hey girl, if you're listening, she messaged everyone and said, have a good day on purpose. And I loved that. And ever since then, I've been telling people to have a good day on purpose. Be an active participant in your joy today, boo. Do things that make you feel good about you, that uplift you, that inspire you, and that make you happy. Have a good day on purpose. Really quickly, for some reason, we have gotten a ton of new listeners over the last few weeks. I don't know how y'all found me, boo, but I'm glad that you're here. My name is Ashley. Sometimes people in the streets call me Ash, and I am your host of this here podcast, the Slay Girl Slay podcast. If you find that you like what you are listening to, be sure to subscribe on whatever app that you are tuning in on. That way you get new episodes delivered right to your phone when they upload. And over time, boo, if you really like it here like we do, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on whatever app that you are tuning in on. This helps other people find the show on the podcast apps and encourages them to listen. All right, boo. So a few years ago, when I lived in Los Angeles, I met this girl through one of my longtime friends, and her name is Miranda. She was so nice. She came to my birthday dinner that I was having, and I got to know her. I learned that she was a singer and she moved to LA and she was just trying to make it, really. She could sing, she could songwrite, and was trying to carve out her own path and chase a dream that she always had. I thought it was admirable. I thought it was brave, and I instantly followed her on social media and I was invested. Unfortunately, that was the year of COVID, so we didn't get to hang out before I moved, but we kept in touch through social media over the last few years. She's God-fearing and she wasn't shy to talk about God and share her feelings on socials. She would share her music and any new projects that she was working on, but really just flying under the radar and chasing her dreams. She wasn't selling out stadiums and millions of people weren't checking for her. She was just doing her thing. And over the course of a few years, she just kept singing and kept songwriting and kept sharing her gift with the world. Fast forward to a few weeks ago, I'm listening to the new Beyoncé album, Cowboy Carter, and I'm in my apartment dancing, minding my business, having a time. I'm starting some of the songs over and over because they hit different, and I get a text from one of my girlfriends, and she's like, oh my God, girl, look at the writing credits for this song, Desert Eagle. So I click view credits on the song, and who do I see credited as a writer on one of my favorite songs on the album? Miranda. I can't get to Instagram fast enough, and soon as I open the app, she's already posting and sharing with the world how for the last few years, she's had to be very quiet because she was working with Beyoncé on her newest album. I could feel her joy and her gratitude through the screen. I couldn't type congratulations fast enough. And as she's posting and sharing about this experience, she said, this wasn't just any dream. This is a God dream. I can't tell you the joy I had for her in that moment, right? We only met once, talked several times through Instagram, but I knew what her dream was. I knew how long she had been working towards it. And to just see her come out swinging like that, girl. Then, as this album rolls out, other artists who have been chasing their dreams and doing what they do over and over again for years with no recognition, flying under the radar, but consistently using this gift that God gave them, and overnight, Black women who have been singing for years in this country genre, I'm talking Tanner Adele, Brittany Spencer, Tiara Kennedy. Now, because they sang on this album, their lives have changed forever. Speaking of Tanner Adele, she posted a video of herself from last summer at B's Renaissance tour, crying in the audience, to then crying in her car because she was singing on the same album with her. And all that told me was, God can change your life in a heartbeat, boo. And he can use whoever and whatever to do it. You can't tell me being at someone's concert to then being on their album a year later is not a God thing. You can't tell me going from writing your own songs in your room and no one knows your name to writing a song for Beyoncé and sitting in the room with her and now hearing something you wrote be streamed all over the world, that is not a God thing. Because if it's not God, then what is it? Luck? Girl, bye. That told me that while all of us are chasing something we want and going after what we know we deserve, and the road gets tough, so sometimes the journey sucks more than it is fun, and because of this specific day in our lives, everything hasn't really added up just yet, and we still have a lot to pray about, and we still are waiting for a lot of things to happen, that boo, you have to remember, you are not doing this alone. That you may be flying under the radar right now and nobody is really checking for you and you don't have all the things that you want right now, that you are not flying alone, that it's not just you. I don't mean to get preachy on you, but the Bible says, "For I know the plans," right? So when you have moments when you're like, well, I don't know what to do next. Well, this may be the end. Well, this isn't working out like I thought it would. Like I said before, boo, God can change your entire life in a heartbeat, and he will use whoever and whatever to do it. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy, and if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is, no matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay for 10% off your first month. So sometimes I have a very imaginative mind, right? And I always have this vision, like, girl, what if you get to heaven and God brings you into a conference room with all the angels that he had protecting you, and he pulls out this projector and is like, here is all the things that I had planned for you, right? But you gave up on this. Or here's what I really wanted to do with your life, but you were too scared to do it. You were too worried about what other people thought to do it. You stopped trying because no one was clapping for you. You stopped moving because it didn't work when you wanted it to work. You know, like, I wanted to give you this, but you gave up on yourself and you gave up on me. Ooh, girl. I'm gonna be up there like, I can't believe it, Jesus. I can't believe it. And I know that sounds so crazy and extreme, but I refuse to believe that God just be handing out blessings just because we want them, right? That he elevates our lives just because we want them to be elevated. That he allows us to be celebrated and recognized because we want the world to celebrate and recognize us. That there is a part that we have to do. You feel me? That there is a part that we have to stick to. And I don't know about you, boo, but I'm trying to see what God has in store for me. The whole plan, not half. What he thought about when he created me, the game plan he put together when he was in his Ashley bag. So I messaged Miranda and congratulated her and told her that I was rooting for her and that if God can do this, imagine what else he can do. And to stick with it because I'm seated. And I told her, I can't wait to see what he has in store for you. And same goes for you, boo. Stick with it, whatever it is. You don't know what can happen with what you're doing right now. You don't know who's watching. You don't know who's already said your name, who already has you in mind, who's currently investing their time into you. You don't know what room your name has already been brought up in, who's tapping into your page, your social media, your website each day, who you're really meeting at work. You have no idea who's watching. So lead with that, boo, this week, this month, this year, that you aren't moving alone and that your steps are ordered. You just have to take them. Anything is possible, sis. Anything can happen. A year from now, you could have a completely different life based on a decision that you make today. So stick with it, boo. When you feel like you're just flying under the radar and you think no one is checking for you, I promise you they are. Stick around to see what else is in that bag. Stick around to see your life change too. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.